Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Williams. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Al Williams. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to third. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almada scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to third. Mills moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive towards short. Ambler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dave Smith now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive towards short. Ambler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sperry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Sperry reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sperry scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cliff scores. Bell moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Kress moves to second. Eddie Smith now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Kress scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newsom for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Clift steals second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Almada takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 5, Athletics, 5. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Billy Sullivan. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Heath now catching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sperry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Hefner strikes out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-3 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sperry hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. the Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 4 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 4 in the game. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kress strikes out. There goes Clift. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Bell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Heath reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Bell scores. It's 7-5, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 5 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Hefner moves to third. It's 8-5, Browns. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 5 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.